Welcome to Abe's Front Porch Talk. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. Check out my YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube videos as well. Also, if you like to support Abe's Front Porch Talk, check out the support button in the podcast app that you're listening to my audio version of, whether it's Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, CastBox, and Podchasers, and many more. Follow that link, and it will guide you to where you need to go to support this podcast. Everything will be greatly appreciated. Also, type in Abe's Front Porch Talk in the Google search bar or any search bar, and that's A-B-E apostrophe S Front Porch Talk. And it will take you to many platforms I'm on. And there, just follow that. Also, tonight's podcast is a very powerful podcast. And I am very disturbed with what I saw all over the media about George Floyd. I seen the video on Twitter. I was shocked. But yet, I was not surprised. Now, if you hear me pause, please don't think anything's wrong. I'm just pausing to gather my thoughts, and this is going to be a long podcast. This is going to be a lot to say in this podcast tonight. So there's going to be a lot of pauses. I'm the only one doing this, and I need to catch my breath and probably take a drink or two as well. But getting back to George Floyd, he seemed like a very good man. And you hear a lot of people that knew him personally talk. And you could tell by the way people talked about him how good of a person he is. This man did not deserve what had happened to him. When does the violence stop with our police officers? When does this all end? You know, our police officers and deputies, they can get attitudes with you. When you call these people for help, or you need them in a time that you need to call them, and they're getting attitudes with you, or you get the police called on you by someone else's attitude, and you're trying to explain the situation, and they're not wanting to hear it because they're not wanting to understand your side of the story, but yet they can yell and scream and threaten to have you arrested and or just basically say, you better fall under my authority. You're in my authority right here and right now. They're to serve and protect. They're to bring peace to us all, no matter who we are. They took a job that our salary as each individual that has worked and work that pays these salaries for our police officers. And they can treat us like dirt and talk to us any old way and beat us with those sticks. That's wrong. To me, I could see where people would think that this is a race issue. Think about why this is going on. And look in the past to all that has happened already. Look at the 18-year-old boy that was in his grandmother's yard. The police shot and killed 2 years ago. This happened in 2018. I had just looked this up. 2018, this 18-year-old boy was shot and killed. Because the police thought he had a gun and he was holding a cell phone. They didn't investigate it. they didn't try to approach the person in a well, formal manner at their calls. What I'm trying to say, they should have been more professional about it. They should have been more professional. And they say, well, we can't risk our lives too because we couldn't tell if it was a gun and him shoot us and kill one of us. Well, first of all, you should have been wearing a bulletproof vest. First of all. Second of all, you took that job. You knew what you was going to have to face. You knew what you're getting yourself into. And you know, when you walk out of your home to go do your job that day, there may be a chance you may not live to see another day. You don't know that whole time you're on shift, that you're on that call. When you go to crime scenes and pulling people over or whatever the reason is, you do not know what could happen. When you pull an individual over for speeding or whatever the ordeal is, you don't know if that individual is going to pull a gun on you and shoot you. But that is what you chose. The only thing you can make a decision on is to try to wear the protective armor that you need, which is a bulletproof vest. And I understand bulletproof vests may not always be secure, but at least you were trying. But don't take it out on others that are not in this line of duty, in this type of work. Don't have an attitude because someone made you mad before you pulled us over or had to do another house call. Attitudes in our police department needs to change. This was uncalled for this 18-year-old boy to lose his life over these police officers then, 2 years ago. And where are these police officers at today? Why are they not in jail? Every one of them that was involved. And those that pulled the trigger and shot and killed this 18-year-old boy in his grandmother's yard, why are they not locked up in prison and facing death row themselves? This needs to stop. Just because you are a police officer does not mean you can get by with all these killings. Murder is murder. If you will listen to my Ten Commandments, thou shall not kill. And you know what you're doing. And I wonder how many of these officers are involved that goes to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday. And if there are revivals going on, how many shows up to these revivals? Look how many families, like this poor grandmother, have to, if she still even lives in that home, when she goes into her backyard, she's got to remember her grandson laying in that one spot and all the commotion that happened, the pain, the grief, every single day. Every day. Knowing her only grandson or grandchild was murdered there by the police and nothing was ever done. She may go to bed crying, praying for justice every night, and there's no justice yet. But I promise you one thing, lady, to the grandmother, to the grandson, if you're hearing this and you're still alive and well, and I hope you are, don't give up. Justice is coming. Mm-hmm. I believe this is why we're living in the days of this coronavirus. I believe it's the wrath of God, and God's bringing justice down on this to our government, our corrupt churches, I mean, everything. It's fixing to get worse. Yes, I can see why people would think this is about race. I can see it. I've heard mixed tales on this. I've heard different opinions over the years about things like this. But now, here comes another part to this. What about the jogger in Georgia 2 months ago and was shot and killed? Now, these people were arrested for shooting and killing, I believe, from what I was just reading on that one before I started the podcast. But anyways, but why has it gotten hushed all of a sudden since this pandemic and this virus outbreak? It seems like that's all we're hearing about. Well, we're hearing about the virus more than we are about what actually is being done to the jogger and what's going on there. That jogger should never have been killed. He was minding his own business. He was jogging down the street like a lot of normal human beings do. I don't jog. And if I lived in an area where I could jog, I may jog. I don't know. I don't live in an area like that. But it doesn't matter if someone's jogging or walking. So, why did that jogger have to lose his life when he was doing nothing wrong? So, did these people think to themselves that pulled the trigger, oh, this looks so suspicious, and because of the race? Did these people think, well, this man is so suspicious jogging because of his race, I think I'll just kill him? You guys see where I'm coming from? We need to let go of race. See, okay, this is 2020. We're living in the 20s. In 1920, this all, with what happened with George Floyd, with what has happened with the jogger in Georgia, and with the 18-year-old in his grandmother's yard 2 years ago, now all of this may have been overlooked 100 years ago before technology. And it may have been hard to fight the system harder then. And it's still hard to fight the system now. But we have technology that caught a lot of the commotion. This is wrong. 100 years ago in 1920, a lot of things were overlooked because they didn't like certain races back then. We should have done moved forward from race now. We should done moved far away, but so many people wants to keep living in the past. This man that died under the police brutality, this was so wrong. And I felt so bad. Nobody could not help this man. I'm going to stop right here. And I'm going to take a short break. This may end up being a 2-part segment. And I believe that's what this is going to be. What I don't get finished tonight, I'll try to pick back up on Monday. But I'm going to end it here. And to the family of George Floyd, I am so sorry for your loss, your grievance. To have to see this every day in the media, hear all the different opinions about this. I know this has to be real hard on you guys. I will be back in just a couple of minutes. Thank you. Welcome back, folks. Hope you're enjoying this podcast so far. This, once again, those of you who are listening, like I said, this is a powerful podcast. This is my first time to do a powerful podcast like this. I'm devastated at what I saw and what I've seen with George Floyd. And it's not just with him, but others from the past. As I was talking about earlier, the 18-year-old in the grandmother's yard, the jogger in Georgia 2 months ago. And then, now this. And like I said, when does it stop? And is it about race? And why does everything still have to be about race? Here it is, 2020, not 1920 anymore. This should not be happening. And this next part to this podcast will be about power. Power that our officers, our police officers and deputies show towards us, and not just them, but anybody in the government officials that can show us so much more power. And they know we can't act out towards them, or they can make an arrest to us, or they can have us arrested, depending on what branch of a government authority figure it is. And they have all this power, but yet the power, I believe, can be abused. So they think they can get by with it. And most officers do, or any government official can get by with all this power, because they have the government to back them up in so many ways. And then in incidents like this that happen, it's like, you know, they could have gotten by with this probably. I heard a rumor. I don't know how true it is. But if this had not been filmed about George Floyd, they could have gotten by with it. And that would have been sad. This poor man, in handcuffs, laying on the ground. Laying face down with this officer's knee on his neck, choking him, and him trying to tell him he could not breathe. The power. Okay, now here it comes. All these people could do was stand around and videotape this and try to tell the officer, get off of him. He is choking. He can't breathe. He's telling you he can't breathe. Get your knee off of him. And other officers, if you notice, there's that one standing in front of the one videotaping, trying to, like, he's trying to block him. Well, if you went to the officer and pushed him off of that guy, they could arrest you. Power. P-O-W-E-R. Power. They could throw you down to the ground and done you the same way. These poor innocent people having to stand by and watch this, and knowing if they tried anything, they would have been arrested too, trying to save a man's life. And there's supposed to be laws that protect us to help someone in need like this. It shouldn't matter who's doing this. It shouldn't matter if it's an officer or some government official, if they're doing wrong, and an individual that pays their salary to protect us, we should be able to push an officer like that. Hey, get off of this person. They have no business doing this, the man saying he's choking. He can't breathe. You know, if you try to take that to court to help save this man's life, they would throw you in jail and put you on probation. Then you would have to pay probation fees. You would have been arrested for assault and battery to an officer when all you're trying to do was help someone to save their life. Remember, and now here's another one I just thought about, just came across my mind. Do you guys remember, I can't remember what year it happened in, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe less, there was a nurse at a hospital who could not give certain information out or do a certain test that the officer wanted. And do you remember the officer got mad at the nurse and handcuffed her and arrested her? But she was able to get a lawyer because she was doing her job. Power. The guy in the badge had power, and he knew he could make an arrest over anything, but he would not respect the other person doing their job. He lost his temper because he did not get his way. This should be a wake-up call to our government. When an officer or deputy does not get their way with an individual like this nurse, they will jump to conclusions and make an arrest and slam people up against walls or start beating on them and saying they were resisting an arrest. And then when you're trying to tell your part of the story that was arrested and beat, the judges will back up these officers and deputies. They will back these people up down to the T saying they done their job. They said you were resisting an arrest. And you're trying to tell your part. And they're like, no, you were resisting. You're saying this. So yes, you were You are saying what you're saying now in this court. So yes, I'm going to back them up and say yes, you did resist. Why? Power. The judge backs up the deputies, the officers, because maybe they are good friends. There's a buddy-buddy system, too, that needs to stop between the judges and officers and a lot of the lawyers. And sometimes when you try to go get an attorney towards a police department or any corporate business, you've got to find an attorney that does not support or back up that business. An attorney should never be backing up a corporate business. Because why? Power. What does the small man have? They pass all these laws, and too much power is getting involved. And I'm kind of jumping the gun because that's going to probably end up coming into part two of some things here. When does all this power stop? When does it become respect? To keep this violence from happening and murders happening. When is all of this going to be stopped? You know, when does the judge listen to an individual and say, well, no, you're not going to serve probation because this officer was in the wrong for what they were doing, beating on this person that did not resist an arrest? Or like in this case with George Floyd, with the officer having his knee on his neck, choking him, and the other officers would not do anything about it, just standing there watching it. And that's when the judge should say in your favor, you were doing a good Samaritan. Our officers were in the wrong for this. Thank you for what you've done as an individual. It's greatly appreciated. Appreciate what you did. This deputy or this officer is going to be suspended till further notice, and we will make a decision whether we will terminate them or have them to go through some type of retraining course or something. No one should have to die because of our officers or any government official. Respect everybody. Everybody deserves respect. When I worked in restaurant work, we are trained, and even retailers will tell you, and it is very hard. It is very hard, and I've seen some employees lose their jobs in the fast food. I worked in restaurant work, but I knew others who worked in retail, so it's all the same. When a customer comes in, and the customer gets a downright attitude with you over their purchase, all you can do is stand there, smile, and grin, and say, I am so sorry for this. I will fix this. What had happened? No matter if they throw the item back at you, no matter if they are cussing you and calling you everything in the book that you never even heard of. And you know what gets me over this whole ordeal? Our preachers are the worst. Sunday morning comes, afternoon comes around, and the churchgoers, they are the first ones to cuss you out, and you guys know what I'm talking about. But power. People think because they have power, they can mistreat anybody in any old way. The customer has power over the employee in the restaurant and in the retail. You see what I'm saying? So, it all goes back down to power. And it's just like, if you watch this video, it's just like these officers, like, yeah, you touch him, then push him off of this man, we're going to arrest you. And you're going to have to go to jail for assault of an officer and all this stuff like I just said. When does the power end here? When is this going to stop with this all? Don't you guys think enough power is enough, even after we pay these police officers' salaries and any government officials' salary? Here's how I feel about this with this George Floyd. The officer who had his knee down on that man's neck, I think he deserves the death penalty. If I was a judge, that's what I would be wanting to give him. He's guilty, everybody knows it. The other officers that were there that would not get him off and tell him, you are choking this man, stop. They deserve life in prison. But in reality, honestly, if you want my personal opinion on that too, I think all the officers that were there involved deserve the death penalty. They should go to the electric chair and fry. And that's my opinion for what they done. What is also so upsetting that we have not seen yet, how many children were standing there during this time frame. We have not seen that in the video, or I haven't seen it on the social medias yet, or in the news. But how many children could have been standing there witnessing this, and parents are having to explain to their child what had just happened? Why couldn't the man been in handcuffs been good enough for the officers? I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's podcast. I think this is all I'm going to say. I had a lot more I wanted to say. But I'm just going to save it maybe for Monday. And I'll just make it part two. So this won't be so long. But to this family, once again, I am so sorry to hear for your loss and what had happened. Thank you for listening to Abe's Front Porch Talk. Share this podcast with your family and friends. And Abe's Front Porch Talk is very deeply sorry for what has happened.